Ladies and gentlemen, the hairiest and cuddliest comic book movie analyst on the web today, Jonathan May. This is Comic Book Cinema, where we bring you the best comic book movie content.
The Penguin was top to bottom an absolutely amazing television show. Matt Reeves and company took a C-plus villain at best.
How dare you mock me on the eve of my greatest triumph?
And gave us fans some of the most riveting and compelling storytelling that we've seen in a while. DC once again delivers an absolutely amazing television show a couple years after Peacemaker Season 1 and a few months before Peacemaker Season 2. It's fitting starting off discussing the breakout star of the show, Kristen Milioti. This actress brought Sophia Falcone to life on the big screen. Previously played by Crystal Reed in the Gotham television show, Kristen Milioti did an absolutely fantastic job. So much so that some fans are saying that her performance was better than Colin Farrell's. I disagree with this, but it's definitely something that's debatable. But some outlets are going as far as comparing her performance to Heath Ledger's iconic turn as the Joker in The Dark Knight.
You must be out of your damn mind.
It's true that she elevated this character in a lot of ways, but she's not making my top 10 list anytime soon. Maybe a top 10 female villains list, but nothing more. Warner Brothers is now all in on Matt Reeves' Elseworlds Batman universe. With plans for a supposed Joker show on the horizon, and the Batman 2 set to be released in late 2026. I still have my doubts about Barry Keoghan's version of the Joker, although most fans are already buzzing about this actor in the role. Some are worried that we're getting too much Joker, which is understandable. But we all have to keep in mind that this Joker show probably won't arrive till 2027. Hopefully by then, the sour taste of Joker folly ado will have left our mouths.
Say ah.
I'm still not completely sold on this universe. Robert Pattinson made a surprisingly solid version of the Batman, but the dichotomy of Bruce Wayne just wasn't there. Pattinson's Bruce Wayne was just like his Batman. To make matters worse, he's got eye makeup on. We all know that Batman wears eye makeup underneath the cowl, but choosing to show that for the first time on screen with Robert Pattinson's Batman, who is already accused of being the most emo Batman.
Not a great plan.
A lot of fans question where Pattinson was during the events of this show. To that, I say, I doubt Batman is as concerned with mobster-on-mobster violence. But we should have at least gotten a cameo when the underground lair was blown up. Hundreds, if not thousands, of pedestrians were affected by that. Just a quick little pan to the rooftop, seeing Edward Man perched and brooding, would have silenced those critics. Sometimes, just a bat signal at the end isn't enough. The totally unrecognizable Colin Farrell returns as the Penguin, who I have to admit I was rooting for in the first couple episodes of this show, but as the show progressed, there was no question in anyone's mind who the true villain was. We see the Penguin burning crime boss Maroney's family while he just smiles as if it's orgasmic. He murders the only friend and ally he has at the conclusion of the show because he views their relationship as a weakness. He murders his own brothers. As more and more of the Oswald Cobb onion layers get peeled back, we all begin to hate this character. And I think seeing him brutally beaten by Edward Cullen in future Batman projects moving forward will be very satisfying. Perhaps Sophia Falcone will play a hand in his capture. Maybe her half-sister, Catwoman, will help her escape from prison and get that revenge. This show certainly did a great job in expanding this universe and making it more interesting, even for a guy who doesn't consider himself a fan of Pattinson.
I understood that reference.
Recently, on the Disney Marvel side of the spectrum, they have been doing the opposite for their fans. Instead of increasing the value of their universe, they've mostly been degrading it. Granted, it's a lot easier to accomplish this goal when you have about 30 less movies and 8 less shows. One fascinating thing about this show and character is all the incredibly sticky situations he gets himself into. I found myself on the edge of my seat literally every week, waiting to see, first of all, what he was going to get himself into again, and second of all, how he was going to get out of those situations. I think that's a remarkable trait that they've added to this character from the show, and once again adds more layers to the character. We also get great performances from the rest of the supporting cast. Renzi Feliz pulled on my heartstrings as Victor Aguilar. Clancy Brown was fantastic as Salvatore Moroni. And Deirdre O'Connell was perfect as the Penguin's mother. The acting and story side of things was near perfect, but there definitely was a lack of choreographed action sequences. If that's a must for you and your comic book cinema viewing, then this show's rating might take a hit for you, like it did for me. On a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being terrible, unwatchable, I never want to see it again, and 10 being perfect, I have this show snugly at an 8.0. Only time will tell if this universe will continue to blossom, or if Pattinson and Reeves' universe will go the way of the spiderless Sonyverse. Straight down the gutter with the critics and with the financial returns. What are your thoughts? Sound off in the comments below. Thank you so much for watching. Check us out on our other socials. And until next time, have a good one.